Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Thaddeus McCotter, recovering politician, writing for American Greatness and Human Events, to answer this question. After the 2022 midterm election, where was the wave? Thaddeus, a very good evening to you. Your new column identifies the wave that didn't happen. How do we understand the whole country seeing these bad inflation numbers, understanding the threat of inflation and stagflation, a recession with inflation, and yet the election was a tie? Good evening to you, Thaddeus.
Good evening to you, John. Well, not every round of a recession is the same. So when you have a recession with high inflation and yet you also have good, solid employment numbers, the pain is not going to be shared equally. In fact, it's people who have money or who have fewer financial responsibilities are going to view inflation as an irritant rather than as an existential threat to their financial situation. So when the Republicans ran around in an almost passive approach to this election, both not really engaging on abortion and as well as not really propounding some of their potential solutions to the problem, what you ran into was people who already thought inflation was a major problem were more inclined to vote Republican or already were Republican. The people who thought abortion was the number one issue were largely considered the economy to be an irritant, but not a dispositive factor in how they voted. And that's even assuming they thought Republicans had a plan to deal with it. And so they voted pro-choice and they voted across the board. And you could see that in a lot of the demographics that came across. And so the Republicans in many ways did not realize a wave is what you make it. And what happened was, in many ways, they turned it into a ripple. And there's a whole lot of reasons. But again, the first part of it was the belief that inflation alone was going to dictate it. All they had to do, John, was remember what Ronald Reagan once said famously. A recession is when your neighbor loses his job. A depression is when you lose yours. And a recovery is when Jimmy Carter loses his. Unfortunately, for this current round of Republican leadership, Ronald Reagan actively took part in making sure Jimmy Carter lost his job, where I did not see that on behalf of the Republican leadership at either the NRCC, the RNC, the Senate committee. Basically, it was almost a situation where, to put it quite simply, you had a divided Republican Party that was heavily outspent, and let the finger pointing commence.
The Republican Party is, I don't summarize it. I just say there is apparent disorder. Having served in a Republican Party that was also disordered, this would be the 2006 election. Do we learn from a disappointment? Do we learn from a Democratic advance when it was expected either not to be an advance or to be a defeat for the Democrats?
I think that in some ways it was the grassroots Republicans understood that the Bush version of the Republican Party, the establishment version of it, was not going to be able to be, was not sustainable anymore. I think they understood that during the 8 years of Obama. I think that the Tea Party was a manifestation of that realization. It was ironic, and we both predicted this early on, if the Tea Party didn't start to get a little more savvy politically, they would not like their nominee, and it was Mitt Romney. So, but the base still took those lessons, even if the establishment was slow to come along. And I think the Republican base dragged the establishment kicking and screaming through the individual Donald Trump and some others to recognize a more populist wing of the Republican Party. Let's just put it as we talked about, the TARP wing of the Republican Party is basically in the ash can of history now. And the more populist wing of the Republican Party, the blue collar, the ethnic individuals, the minorities and others that are emerging is very heartening. Now, still, there are some elements of the establishment that fight against this and will and refuse to recognize it because it directly threatens their power. And I'm not just talking about elected officials, but a lot of the consulting class and others. But I think that the base is always understood when things have to change. And we're still in the process of dragging the establishment and transforming the establishment from a TARP establishment wing of the Republican Party into a populist movement with grassroots leading the way.
The puzzle about the Republican Party going forward is ideas, policies. And the Democrats very effectively, to my measure, to my reading, use policies, whether real or proposed policies, in order to drive the vote. Example, the forgiveness of loans, college loans, which at this point is lost to me as to whether it's credible or not, because there are all kinds of court objections, and there's the question of whether the president has the power to forgive loans that were extended by the legislative. But that was an effective way of rousing the vote. The Dobbs vote, the leak of the Dobbs decision, that was an effective way to drive the vote. Other remedies, for example, the border non-solution by the Democrats seems to have appealed to the elite voting part of the Democrats, sometimes called the woke. Now, all three of those don't burn into stone as the law of the land, but they were effective policies, ideas that drove the vote. Do the Republicans have similar skill sets?
Well, first, let's look at a college kid. A college kid had two reasons to vote Democratic. One, they are heavily in support of abortion rights. They also feel less pain from inflation and, in fact, were promised $10,000 in debt relief. So they had two very good reasons to vote Democratic in this election. Now, you and I know that the proposed solution from the Biden administration of debt relief was unconstitutional, was going to be ruled out of hand. And in an unparalleled bout of cynicism, they knew it was going to get ruled out of order. They waited till after the election, and I'll just blame the Republican judges. And so it's kind of funny. It's kind of funny in a certain way that the college kids trusted them. Let's hope that they've learned their lesson about trusting Joe Biden and Democratic promises. But as for Republicans, I think the policies are in place. Peace through strength has always been a good idea. Not dealing with Iran as if they were a stable, reliable partner and trusting them with their word not to go nuclear. In terms of domestic policies, you saw the lowest rates of unemployment amongst especially women and minorities and others throughout the Trump administration. You saw sound policies and free markets. I think Republicans know that you have to look at the power of big tech, and there's going to have to be some dealing with the monopolistic powers that they possess and their ability to censor the American people and what they can talk about at the behest of government, which is occurring as we've talked about in the past. These are all things that are all very simple. You don't have to recreate the wheel to do them. And I think that the Republicans would know this. The question is, can they articulate it? Now, the good news is you have people like Governor DeSantis, Governor Kristi Noem, and others that are more than capable of articulating and implementing these policies and not only driving a message that people respond to, look at their electoral success and how they've governed their states. So I think that the future is bright for the Republican Party, but we're going through a period now of catharsis, of change, and that's a very difficult period. And there'll be bumps along the road, and there'll be disappointments, and there'll be internecine battles here and there. But I think largely the policy battle has already been won, and it's already been proven to be successful. And the question is, do you have standard bearers that can articulate that message and build a winning coalition? Because the pieces are all there. The population centers, the places that we've won in midterm elections, places like Miami-Dade, those are places that were not Republican, but the success of Republican policies have at least opened people to the possibility of voting Republican. And I think in the future, it's going to be much brighter than it is today. And, you know, and that's very hard for me to say as an Irish Catholic. I mean, we're not the most optimistic people on the face of the earth.
Speaking to Thaddeus McCotter, recovering politician and the American Greatness and Human Events columnist. We're going to turn to the state of Michigan, the Wolverine state, when we come back, because there was a grave disappointment that Thaddeus anticipated before the vote. And what happened after the vote is The Wall Street Journal weighed in with its disappointment. When we come back, this is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.